You are listening to The Sharing Project, and I'm your host, Kristen. Join me as I share kindred conversations with inspirational people in my life. We'll discuss the meaning of life, our soul's purpose, making big decisions. Big decisions. That is a big decision to say big decisions. And living as our most authentic selves. Welcome. Hey everyone. So I'm just going to jump right back in where I left off to reading to you from my journal. If you didn't catch the last episode from my journal, maybe go back and listen to it because I'll go more in that episode into what I'm doing and why and what it all means. But I'll give you the gist of it is that I started a spiritual practice back in September. So a few months ago now, I got the idea from the author Elizabeth Gilbert. Who wrote the Eat, Pray, Love, among other things. But I got the idea from her where I answer the prompt, what do you want me to know today? And this is something I'm directing to God, whatever, by whatever name you call it. So the higher power, divinity, the inner self, the inner wisdom, deeper self, the universe, my unconscious. So, dear God or dear whomever or whatever, what would you have me know today? And then I take pen to paper and I write what comes to me. And I do my best to stay out of my head, to stay out of my logic, like what would the logical thing be to think or write here, and try to stay low in my body, try to stay more in my heart center and just write what comes without judgment, without analyzing. And most of the time I don't go back and read it after I've written it. I close my journal and get on with my day. So the passages that I want to read to you today are, I haven't read them. Actually, maybe I have gone back and read a couple of them, but reading them out loud to you will be the first time that I do read them aloud. And the last episode where I did this, I was moved to tears by a lot of what I was rereading. And I don't know what's going to happen today. We'll see how it goes. I'm not sure exactly the tone of what I have to share, but I have not, once again, I haven't really prepared by reading them ahead of time, and hopefully I can decipher where sometimes it's chicken scratch. Before I get into it, just want to mention a couple things. The first is that my TV's broken, and so I've been forced to do things that don't involve sitting on the couch. What this means is that my laundry is not folded, because that's usually when I fold laundry. So that's a negative. But the positive is that I went for a walk tonight. I am doing this podcast episode. By the way, it's Friday. I had imagined that I would be maybe dancing with friends or even have some people over to watch holiday movies. But, you know, I'm home alone on a Friday night after a couple days with my kiddos. And I'm really enjoying this time just to recenter and refocus, and thought this would be a great time to do this podcast. Next thing I want to mention is part of my impetus for doing this today is that I was just on my friend Emily's podcast. It hasn't been published yet, but when it is, I will definitely let you know. By the way, follow me on Instagram at The Sharing Project Podcast so you get all the updates. But I was in Emily's studio the last couple of days recording an episode with her. Her podcast is called Sorry Less, A New Kind of Bold, and I will link that in the show notes. But we got into a lot of really great stuff, and one of the things that I shared with her was about this journal reading that I've been doing on my own podcast. Thank you so much for being here and listening. I appreciate all of the support. Speaking of support, if you would like to support this podcast and my work here monetarily, I welcome amounts of any shape and size, and you can send me support. Most of you listen on Spotify, and I probably should have done my homework before to tell you exactly how to send that support. I think there's supposed to be some sort of button that says support this podcast. I'm not sure. Should have done my homework. I will also link that in the show notes so that you know where to go and how to do that. If you'd like to give me a little something, buy me a cup of coffee, or, you know, into my children's Christmas toy fund would be great. Again, there's no obligation. Please don't feel like you have to, and I don't expect it, but in case that's something that you feel moved to do, I would appreciate it. Okay, so let's get on with it. Let's get back into my journal. The last entry that I read on the last episode, I believe, if I'm wrong, I'll edit it out, was November 12th. I ended with that one. So I'm going to pick up just a couple days later on November 14th. And before I read, I'm just going to pause because I've been rambling and I just want to take a breath and center myself a little bit. Have a candle burning just for a little context. Candle burning, it's almost 6 p.m. and it's dark and I have my Christmas lights on and just going to spend this time with you, sharing, bearing my soul. All right, so November 14th. What would you have me know today? You feel confused and scattered in a million directions. You want peace, but there are still so many things to figure out, so much to decide, that you can't imagine finding it in the midst of all this uncertainty. But the one thing you can know is that I am certain. Certain about you and certain about being with you. I am you, and you are me, and nothing can take that away from you. You don't have to wonder or guess or earn my affection or prove yourself to me. I love you and am loving you just as you are. Not in spite of the things you think make you weak or a failure, but because of everything you are. You haven't been able to love a partner unconditionally yet because you don't yet know how to love yourself in that way. Freely, tenderly, lovingly, and without judgment. You still think you need to become something different in order to love yourself, but you don't. Love yourself, and then you can do all the things you want to do with freedom and joy, because you'll no longer be trying to prove your worth. You'll be everything you want to be because your self-worth will no longer depend upon it. And then you'll be free to share and play in the way your spirit wants to and was meant to. I know all the things you want to do and become. I see them on the projector of your mind. Remember the I am statements and the 3-foot tosses and the project design. To bring a heartfelt dream to fruition requires faith and trust and loving action. When it's time, you will do the work. I know you will. Take this time to get clear on the vision. Get specific about what you want your life to look like and feel like and make your moves, but do so without anxiety or desperation. Enjoy the process. Get some rest now. Tomorrow's a new day, one day at a time. I love you. Heart, smiley face. So as I was just reading that, I thought, you know what? I want to encourage my listeners, encourage you to listen to these not only as love notes from God to me, but also maybe to you. There's one thing I believe about the divine, again, whatever that is, whatever you call it, it's that it's in every one of us, and not just people, but all of creation, but in us in a special way because of our consciousness. This is not to say that other living things don't have it, but I'm not a tree, I'm not a dog, so I don't know what that's like to be that, but I am a human and so are you. And so we have this, I believe we have this commonality, this undercurrent that is the same in all of us. And of course, our personalities and our you know, who we are, our egos, our, all of those things are different and varied, but that we have this constant that's always connecting us and that we all, where we all understand each other. So you can say, oh, this is a heart to heart, or this is a soul to soul, or a spirit to spirit. And I believe in the oneness. I believe that we are one. So if God is telling me something from a place of love, and, or again, if that's my unconscious, so be it, but that it's something that could possibly apply to you too. And so I invite you to internalize it that way. If that speaks to you, if you just want to listen as something that is applying to me and only me, that's fine too. I appreciate the study and the chance to share with you from my life. So yeah, just want to add before I read my next entry, I was just got a text from my bestie tonight, and she said she listened to my previous episode. And can I read to you what she wrote to me real quick? I'm not going to call her out by name because I don't want to do that without people's permission. But she texted me and she said, I just listened to your journal entry podcast and I hadn't had time and finally got to it. God speaks to you so beautifully. She is amazing and so are you. And I appreciate that so much, and I agree, because I read these and I think, wow, like, my God is amazing and so unconditional in her presence and her love and her acceptance of me. You know, I'll say one more thing before I read the next one. When I pick up the pen to write these entries, often I am troubled and I know that there's something I need to work out. And the first thing that comes to mind to me is, I'm going to get scolded, right? My conscience is going to tell me, oh, you shouldn't be doing that, or be careful. It's always this critical, shaming voice. And I could go into where that comes from and who that is, but I'm not going to do that here and now, because I'm sure we all have that in us. We're imperfect and we teach one another, you know, how to relate to ourselves imperfectly. I do it with my kids. I'm way too hard on my kids when it comes to, like, you shouldn't have done that, or, you know, the shaming and the blaming. I'm something I'm constantly working on. But, you know, I sit down with it anyway, and the fear of that critical voice sometimes, always almost keeps me from starting. But then I just do it, and I'm always surprised by the voice, the tone of the voice, and the nature of the voice that is coming to me or through me. It's always a play. It's always a voice of love and encouragement and support. There is no shaming or blaming. There might be, like at the end of this one, you know, there was advice, there was wisdom. Get specific about what you want, make your moves. You know, it was very positive. It's never, which is, you know, I think for a lot of us, we grew up with that kind of God or parenting, and there's none of that here. It's pure love, and sometimes it is tough love, but it's never shaming or blaming. Oh my gosh. Okay, enough about that. Let's get into the next entry. This was right after Thanksgiving, November 25th. What would you have me know today? I'm taking a sip real quick. Oh no, my water bottle's empty. I'm not taking a sip. Okay. Continue to breathe. Continue to breathe in times like this. That's what your heart is for. This is an India Ari song that I just totally butchered because I didn't have a sip of water. No, just kidding. It's a great song and it was coming to mind for me. Okay. Continue to breathe. It's times like this. That's what your heart is for. You are wondering so many things. What am I here for? What am I about? What do I want? Why haven't I figured it all out yet? You wonder if you're a loser, quote, loser. You're feeling lost and that you've lost. Your marriage didn't work out and you fear you've lost at the game of life. Womp womp. Go back to the beginning. Start again. Back to the drawing board. Back to the first spot on the board. Life's a little like a game if you see it that way, but it's not exactly like that. It doesn't have a clear start and finish. Well, life and death, I suppose, but the journey for you is long. It's a long process. And setbacks are a part of the journey. What would it be if there was only sunshine and roses? A straight path. As it is designed to teach you, to purify you, to mold you into a beautiful creation, to uncover the truth and beauty of who you are. You want to dig deep. I know it. You want to live life and feel your feelings and be in it, not to float over it all. Oops, skipped a page. Like some sort of disembodied angel, impervious to pain, but also incapable of experiencing the depths of your soul, the beauty that lies beneath the surface that is where you belong, where you are at home. Your mind keeps racing to who can you share that with, because I know you don't want to go there alone. But one of the lessons is that you are not ever alone. You are always in my company, and you need Jesus with skin on. I'll talk about that later. And you'll get it. You'll get what you need. I promise I will send you and lead you to the people and places you need to help your life, to help you live. Excuse me. I promise I will send you and lead you to the people and places you need to help you live a full and rich life. A life of love and of pain and of everything you need to express your soul. You're still afraid. Wait for it. You're still afraid that you won't. And I get that you struggle to believe in promises and in forever. But stay with me. Stay centered in you. Don't compromise your values, your desires. Nothing is worth that. You will know peace if you stay here. And together, we will go to all the places. And together, we will go. We will go to all the places. Don't lose faith. Look for me. Listen for me. I'll be here. Oh, shit. Oh, man. God. Isn't that something that, I mean, that is something that I need to know. Right? You're not alone. Don't be afraid. So the Jesus with skin on comes from a sermon that one of the Catholic bishops in LA used to give at all the confirmation ceremonies. So I used to direct confirmation process for the teenagers in my Catholic church. And the bishop would come around to do the confirmation ceremony. And he would always give the same homily, and I would always kind of roll my eyes like, oh, here we go again, like the Jesus with skin on. But obviously it had an impact because I'm still thinking about it. And I don't remember the exact story he told, but it was something like, you know, there's a little girl or a little boy, a little child, and they're going to bed and they keep calling the parent in, come here, come in, come back, you know, mom, dad. And the parent goes in and says like, God's with you, it's okay, just say your prayers and God's here with you, you know, Jesus is with you. And then the kid finally says, well, I need Jesus with skin on. And I think in the sermon, he talks about how we, like, as Christians, you know, need to seek to be Jesus with skin on, right? The embodiment, the physical representation of God. And, you know, for me, despite any shifts or ebbs and flows in my religious beliefs, that's something that I continue to believe. And I believe that if Jesus was a real historical figure, that's who he was, and that's who we are as well, or have the capacity to be. If we choose to be love in the world, we're the embodiment, you know, we're the Emmanuel, God with us. So what did this say? You need Jesus with skin on and you'll get it. You will get what you need. I promise I will send you and lead you to the people and places you need to help you live a full and rich life. So, wow. Like, can we trust that? Can we trust that life will bring us to and deliver to us the people. And you know, if we have those people in our lives already, to really give thanks for them and to embrace and to enjoy and to relish the presence of, you know, our children, and to kiss and hug them as much as possible and listen to their, tell us the 10,000th time about that level of Minecraft. And you're just like, oh God, somebody kill me now. No offense. Sorry. But you're like, oh, I can't listen to this anymore. But, you know, to take that pause and to be, remember to be grateful and present for that interaction. And, you know, on those nights that we're lonely and that we feel like, God, we really need somebody, it's like, how can we sustain the faith and the trust? And, you know, I guess be led to the source of Jesus with skin on, right? Like, love from a fellow human. Or if you have a pet, holding your pet close. I don't have a pet right now. I'm actually, you know, kind of sad. I've lost my relationship with my cat in this divorce process, and we haven't settled on to whom the cat belongs. But I don't think I'm ready to let her go without some sort of, I don't want to say fight, but, you know, at least a discussion about who gets the cat. And if not that cat, then maybe someone else. I'm not supposed to have pets here, but I don't think a little a quiet, clean house cat would make up trouble, do you? All right, where do you get your Jesus with skin on? Or if Jesus isn't your thing, where do you get, you know, where do you get your love, your hugs and your kisses and your back rubbed and your snuggles? We all need all of this. The other night I slept with my son Henry's Squishmallow. He has this cheetah. I got him this cheetah Squishmallow when he was sick. He's like, I need something to comfort me, Mom. And I'm thinking, you have a ton of toys, but you don't need another stuffed animal. But I got one for him anyway, and it's this really soft cheetah, and it's so squishy and soft, and he sleeps with it every night. And it's so cute to watch him snuggle with it. Well, he left it in my bed, and then when they left, the cheetah was still in my bed, and I was like, I'm going to sleep with you tonight. It was just like, I know that's not skin, but it's the next best thing. Okay, moving right along. We have 4 days later, November 29. God, what would you have me know today? My sweet child, you are running. Slow down. You are going to make a mess of things unless you stop to breathe and figure out who you are. And then here I stopped myself because I wrote, this is my ego. Where's God? I thought, this isn't God. This is my ego saying this, but I'm not so sure that that's true. I think God sometimes can give that wake up call. And like I said, that tough love. Okay, now here I'm writing as myself. And it's interesting. If you look in my journal, the writing is actually very different. Like the script, the penmanship is very different. It's hard for me to say what I think and to think what I say, to be real and honest about what I want. The people-pleasing reflex is very strong in me. Hang on. And when I think that I'm going to disappoint someone, then I stop and I shift back into God's voice. It's like God interrupts me and is like, okay, I get you. Here's what I have to say to this. You want to be in love. You want to experience partnership that is mutual and life-giving and to reach heaven with someone. You've been afraid to give yourself voice and have instead deferred to someone else's authority, but you want someone to want to know you intimately and for someone to love you well, to want to really know you and to want what's best for you and to love you, underlined, so much to have your best interests at heart. In the past, you've wanted someone to just come in and take care of all of this for you, to swoop in and save you, underlined. But you are the one you've been waiting for, capitalized and underlined. This is what this means, hang on, my phone's ringing. This is what this means. In you, I come together with your humanity, my divinity, and your humanity meet in the beautiful person of your spirit. You've thought that it needs to be all or nothing, either or, but it's in your humanity with all the real, raw, emotional, irrational, and vulnerable. And then I just stop. Sometimes when I'm doing these, I just, to write any more would just be like contrived. And even if it's not even like a complete sentence, it's like, okay, I'm just done. What's the message I got there? I was confused at first. I was like recognizing this tendency that I was having to just like rush, right? Get what you need, hustle. And then God's coming in and saying, slow down. I know what you want. And you know, this is hard for me to share actually with you because, you know, I just am, you know, ending a marriage and here I am saying that I want to be in love, which is so true. It's like, it's both though. It's like, I want, I'm the one I've been waiting for. Okay, great. Let's like settle into that. Let's like live in that. And I also want that connection with a partner. So I'm thinking the deeper I can get into love with me, the better I can love myself, the more actively I can choose, you know, out of love for me, then the more likely I'll be able to be in a relationship that looks and feels like that too. And, you know, it requires, it's not just going to be like a magic wand. It's going to require intentionality. I wanted to say work, but I want to say more specifically what type of work, intentionality, mindfulness, consciousness, communication, all of that, right? So those are all things that I need and want to be doing with myself. Okay, let's keep going, shall we? I have a lot more. Not sure. It's 26 minutes already. I might do one more and call it a day. We'll see how this one ends. Okay, this is December 4th. So just a couple weeks ago, right? Today's the 16th. Let's see my calendar. Yeah, just a couple weeks ago. Okay. God, what do you want me to know today? You can and you will. You've got what you need. Give thanks for all the good in your life, for the hard and the easy, for the dread and the peace. You are living it and it is good. Very good. Your life is a creation of your making, and that can feel super scary. Where will it lead? What will happen? You feel on the edge, but there's nowhere you can be away from my love. Do you hear me? I'm everywhere, even here in the mud and the muck, in the mistakes and missteps, in the vulnerability. You will love again. You will breathe again. You are healing. Let me help you heal. Let me send you people who will help you heal. Accept my gifts, please. Accept me in all forms. Don't be afraid of me in all my various forms. I wish to shower you with love and compassion and understanding and joy and peace and mercy and light and life. Let me give it to you. Let there be no boundary, no barriers to my love for you. None. Have your friends, have your lovers, learn to recognize me in the breaking of the bread as you share understanding and insight and exchange love all around you. I just love this like limitless love, right? Like it's no shaming, no blaming. Oh, that's God. Oh, that's not. Oh, that's what God wants for you. Oh, that's not what God wants for you. Obviously, there has to be discernment. But there's a lot more freedom, I think, than I've ever been willing or able to give myself permission to have. And I wonder what's true for you in your concept or your idea of like your purpose. And if you have a relationship with God, oh, I see that my time is running out. I think I only get 30 minutes. Okay. That is my answer. Thank you. Thank you, life. I'll have to pick up where I left off next time. What do you think? Are you finding this valuable? Please give me your comments. Please give me your likes. Please give me a follow. Please share this podcast episode or other episodes that have touched you with people. I would love to just grow my listenership. I would love to unlock my ads so I can start maybe bringing in a little bit of money from Anchor. And I hope you have a really, really happy holiday if I don't get to be in touch with you before then. And God bless you. And enjoy your life and enjoy your love and bye. Thanks so much for listening. As I sign off, I want to share real quick that right after I finished recording this episode, my TV popped on. So I think that the spirit was trying to give me time and space to work on other things than laundry and watching television. But now that I'm done, I will go and watch some TV tonight. It's all about balance, right? Next, just want to share, I found this recording that I made of a song that I wrote called Okay. I probably made this recording 10 years ago. So I'm going to play it as an outro today. It's just a snippet of the song. It's all I've recorded. Hopefully I'll get a chance to finish it in the new year. All right, take care.
To be right, but nobody knows just what that means.